How do you do?
Mr. Carl Linley feels it would be a little unkind to present this picture without just a word of friendly warning. It is one of the strangest tales ever told. It deals with the two great mysteries of creation, life and death. I think it will thrill you. It may shock you. It might even horrify you. So if any of you feel that you do not care to subject your nerves to such a strain, now is your chance to, well, we've warned you.
Correctly with the curtain mark.
Coming batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
You've got bat robots hunting down Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids.
It sounded good at the time, but I don't see this working out now.
Who the hell are you, anyone?
I don't know.
Who is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead?
Long Shot Ken.
I see this whole segment going wrong.
Big Papa P.
Just sitting out in the air gathering flies.
There is another dude, I forget.
Den.
You didn't clone a person, you clone a god.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Loud Idiots Radio Broadcast, your source for comic books, sci-fi, horror, fantasy, professional wrestling, and all the various and diverse elements of geek culture. So strap yourself to your chair, pull open your ears, and grab your D20 tight, because the show is about to begin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us on this special episode as we eagerly await the release of Starfight the Floors Wakes Up.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Starfight the Floors Wakes Up.
Is that the Asylum version of what, the horrible versions of movies that are coming out in
the
theaters?
The eagerly awaited Starfight movie, Floors Wake Up.
All right.
Yeah.
It's about a florist?
Did you get force blocked by Google or something?
Oh, God.
No, I am super excited about this.
Yes.
Yeah. Let me do the introductions first. I am Big Papa Pete.
I am Longshot Ken.
I'm Dan.
And the Floors Wakes Up is coming out in just a couple of days, and I have so many questions.
What, so do we at this point.
What has the heroic Rebel Allegiance been up to since defeating the evil galactic vampire? Where will Chunchilla and Ham Salad fly the Aluminum Falcon next? Why did R2-D2 have sex with a soccer ball? Yes. Will Kylo Ren be the coolest bad guy since Darth Maul? How does Captain Phasma keep her armor so shiny? When did Edgar Allan Poe learn how to fly an X-Wing? Why do force-sensitive chosen ones always hang out in the desert? Is the inside of a stormtrooper helmet really that sweaty, or is it just Finn? Who the heck is Domhnall Gleeson, and why am I pretty sure I know him from something? Will Jackson the Leppy Smuggler hop in to save the day? Tonight on The Loud Idiots, we'll speculate wildly in an attempt to answer almost none of these questions. But we have help.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we are the Loud Idiots.
And at this point, we need help.
Thank you guys for tuning in tonight. And we do have some help today. We've got some of the greatest talent here. We've got guys from Blue Movie currently on stage being known as Black Film. Who do we have in the studio with us? Someone.
Tony is pointing to me, or he's not going to announce himself. Well, this is the wonderful Tony.
Take
Paris,
the lolly out of your mouth.
Anthony, the singer. And yeah, we are Blue Movie.
And this is Anthony's girlfriend.
I also brought my lady, Jen. She's here as well.
Oh, man. We do have the guys from Blue Movie,
say
Black
hello.
Film. Anthony Noto, Tony Paris, Anthony's girlfriend. Wait, what? Jen. We have
Jen.
Oh, man. And we have Kylo Ren with us tonight.
Yes, we do. In the house. In the flesh and masked.
He's
I was actually surprised and shocked to find out that we have someone here done up in full Kylo Ren gear, hood, mask, Sith lightsaber, and all. I'm gonna ask who you are, but the mask is just kind of daunting, and I don't know how to react or respond to you. I'm very disturbed and frightened, to be perfectly honest.
Don't poke anyone with your lightsaber. Yeah, or spill anything.
That is a pretty bad lightsaber, I'll be honest.
Pretty bad. Badass. I like to feel the power.
Between your legs.
Feel great, yeah. He's actually straddling
it. Tony Paris of Black Film / Blue Movie is straddling a Kylo Ren lightsaber with us. I think there is.
Yes.
Yeah, Tony, you are nowhere near a microphone, so I have to kind of repeat everything for you for what you're saying. And
as per normal with him,
we're having mic issues at the moment. But yes, Tony is having a saber erection.
Okay,
a saber erection.
Saber right now.
Oh,
Limpy Saber?
Yes, Limpy Saber. Here we go.
There you go.
I think I hear him. I hear myself pretty, now.
Yes.
Yeah. Impressive Limpy right there.
Yes, very, very, very impressive. I want to thank you guys for hanging out with us. I know you guys are all Star Wars nerds. We've been to a couple of your shows where actually topics of conversation over the last couple of shows we've gone to have been about Star Wars.
Yes, indeed.
And you guys have been on the air. We've talked Star Wars. So it's only fitting that tonight you guys are here with us to anticipate what we're hoping to see in Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens.
Great.
Before we start, I do want to thank you because I know you guys also came bearing gifts for us.
Some gifts, yeah. We brought you a picture of a t-shirt. No, I'm kidding. it's a real shirt, but there's only one.
No,
there can be only one.
Right. It's like Highlander.
I'm totally excited because your new LP, the third LP in the Blue Movie Saga, Synthetic, is out. And you have provided copies, so thank you very, very much.
And actually a t-shirt.
Oh.
Yeah, I just said that.
I'm sorry.
It was a picture. It was a picture of a t-shirt.
Playing with his lightsaber over there.
Well, be careful. You don't want to go half-cocked with a lightsaber.
Jen, you
want to
play?
I don't
want to
play your lightsaber.
You can lose parts.
We also have a comic book of a Blue Movie, too, which is always, always cool to have. Guys, we are going to talk Star Wars for the rest of the show.
Sweet. Yes. That's what we came here for, right?
Yeah, totally. Again, Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens, comes out this week.
I'm pretty sure it's The Floors Wakes Up.
Again,
it's,
I think
it sounds like you're saying florist. It's about
floors. The floors.
The floors.
The floors. The floors is creaking all around floors. Us.
Oh, I thought you said florist. All the time I'm expecting FTD to show up.
The floors supports us.
A big bouquet.
Yes.
We talk about the dark side of the floors and the light side of the floors. Depends on what time of day it is.
Or if they've been waxed.
Oh, God.
Yes. Linoleum, you know?
You got to pay attention to the subtleties of the movies.
So I'm going to start you guys
something
off.
About midichlorians. I think it's a, I think it's a floor cleaner. Right.
Don't touch my midichlorians.
Shaking my head in shame right now.
I would appreciate,
or at least confusion, huh?
I would appreciate, I know nothing of this emotion.
I would appreciate if no one's midichlorians are actually touched tonight. All right?
Hey, now.
I do want to start off, guys. You know, so much history of Star Wars. What is some of your first memories of seeing Star Wars for the first time? I mean, Tony's just like, oh, God, where do I start?
But, right.
Tony's the oldest here, right?
Well,
so I will start then.
Of the guests, yes.
Yes. Let's see. Well, I remember cutting out of school, as usual, and going in to see... what was it? Back then I was drunk. For
New
God's
Hope?
Sakes, come on now, you know?
It was the Phantom Menace. It was the 15th time I saw it in the theater. This was opening weekend.
Well, I was... exactly. You know what? I remember, like, you know, cutting out of school because I've seen all the other ones, like, on, you know, on
HBO
DVD
and
all that other stuff, you know? But I remember, like, I'm like, yo, man, I've got to go see, like...
Return of the Jedi?
Yes.
Was it Return of the Jedi?
I was actually trying to do the math when he said, I saw the other ones already. I'm trying to figure out his age.
Exactly.
There isn't much difference between him and I, and the first one that I remember seeing in theaters was Return of the Jedi back in 1983. Yes.
Return of the Jedi, and you know what? We're going back to like another conversation that we had here. The last time that we were here was like, again, if you were to like tell somebody that has never seen any of the movies...
She's seen some of them, but go ahead.
I didn't say anything.
Go ahead.
How would you like actually like turn this person on, you know, into like, you know, the whole Star Wars trilogy? Would you show them 4, 5, 6 or 1, 2, 3? So we had a brawl about this in the past. I'm hoping you did the right thing and showed her.
Yeah, he she's didn't seen show
4, 5, 6.
Yeah, it wasn't him.
But yeah, she saw him on her own.
So
in theaters.
What did you see first?
I saw A New Hope.
Okay.
You want to put it on the table?
Don't shove the microphone down her throat, oh, man.
No.
You saw it in California, right?
I did not see it because if I say that I saw it, a lot of people can get in a lot of trouble. But I absolutely did not see it at
a private screening.
It was a birthday party called Bernie's Birthday Bash, and they may or may not have shown one of these movies. It may or may not have been A New Hope, and it may or may not have been misleadingly titled Bernie's Birthday Bash. And it was
true
for
story.
Free. You it know, was screened you know, for free. The, it was a private birthday party.
The same thing happened when I saw Weekend at Bernie's.
And that's how screen. I saw A New Hope and Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, awesome.
And last year I flew Anthony's
I saw Empire Strikes
out.
Back with her in theaters, which is cool because it's the first time I've seen
it. It's really cool.
Theaters.
It's almost like a mini con in the experience where a lot of people showed up in costume. They do a mini costume contest and there's fan screenings. Actually, my friend Jordan, who's the one who forced me, just commended me on not blowing up any spotlights.
I believe he's listening, actually, right now. Yeah. What's up, Jordan? But yeah, awesome. That's cool. I remember seeing Return of the Jedi. Not in theaters, though, because...
You're way too young.
I was
going to
say, I'm a little bit younger than the rest of the table here. But yeah, I saw Return of the Jedi on VHS. And I remember watching it with my sister and I believe my dad at the time. But it was... And then I remember watching it once and then watching it like 50 times afterwards because it was just everything that I wanted in like... It's, science fiction, fantasy, it just encompassed everything. And I liked the Ewoks then. It was cool. Everything on Endor, everything about it. And then it just spiraled.
You were young. You were allowed to enjoy
right.
the Ewoks.
I was going to say, because we can talk about this
Ewok
later.
Movies.
I've seen those too. We can see this. We can talk about this later in the conversation. I don't want to get
into
it. Oh,
we will. Wait, we will.
But when I was younger, Return of Jedi was my absolute favorite Star Wars movie. And now it's changed as I got older.
Like, without seeing the other ones first?
Yes, it was the first movie I believe I saw. Because
but
I saw
it
on VHS.
Did it make sense to you?
I was so young; it didn't matter. It was just magical. I was wrapped up in the fantasy of it, and it was just
and
a magical thing
right.
that was
and
yeah,
the spectacle. Teddy bears.
And then
the dancing teddy bears. Yes, exactly. And,
and then you went back. And then you went back.
I
like
the dancing
else, right?
teddy bears. Damn it.
What happened? And then of course, and then I saw the other ones, and I think I remember my dad bought us the trilogy on VHS, and then me and my sister we just watched those over and over again.
I just had a conversation with my mother. Actually, I was over there for Thanksgiving. And I was in the wall unit where the TV stands, and I would look
just hanging out in there.
Yeah, no,
as you do on Thanksgiving.
It fits all person. One of the things was I noticed that my mom still has the original release of the first box set on VHS.
Really? Oh, that's awesome!
Yeah. I have it.
It's a calamity.
Yeah,
I definitely have that.
There was two versions to it.
That's really cool. It's right. probably worth some money.
There was one that opens up like this. That
yes.
was number two.
Which is the one that I have, yeah.
That's and it, made, it had the gross, what it made per
yes.
film.
Yes,
it's probably
yes.
completely exactly. unedited, or at least on, you know, the...
Uncut, original,
yeah,
theatrical.
Yeah, complete
nonsense.
Original.
Right,
yeah.
right. That's
no.
pretty cool.
And I threatened my
That's
mother.
That's not true.
No?
That's not true. It was never released on VHS, the original version. Because the original version, the titles just said Star Wars. They didn't say
right.
Episode 4, A New Hope.
Right, right. But
Fun
the
thing.
First release
All
on VHS.
Yeah.
No, just Star Wars. The original Star Wars one, number one.
But like I said, I'm
or episode
it
4.
Said Star Wars.
It only said Star Wars in the theatrical.
In theaters, yes.
But it hasn't since it was re-released right before Empire Strikes Back.
Right. But like I said, I'm looking at one of the first VHS box sets.
Okay.
And I threatened my mother that if she ever got rid of these, I would have to.
Why didn't you just claim them somewhere and take them with you at that instant?
You just take away with them.
Because they're hers, and I'm not going to take it away from her, because she loves it just as much as all of us here do.
Cool. Okay, so you share the fandom with
and,
her.
And some fond memories are actually watching the trilogy with my folks growing up, so I wouldn't take that away from her. But
nerds.
I'm going to ask Freddie which one was his first one.
And that's next.
Oh, yeah. Well, unfortunately, I saw all of them in order, starting with New Hope back in 77.
In theaters,
and Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi.
So apparently,
all in films.
So apparently, Tony isn't the oldest.
Probably the second one.
That's really cool.
Oh, man, I feel like a.
I was born. I was born a month before A New Hope actually hit theaters.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You messed up.
Well, apparently that was my first movie in theaters. I just don't remember.
Don't remember it, right?
Mm. That's awesome.
And apparently, I've seen all three of them in theaters. I don't remember going to see Empire either, but I do remember going to see Jedi.
When they came out with the
special edition?
Special edition.
Oh, no, no, not even. No,
that was like
1990s. No,
I yeah, that was like setting up for like the prequels. They started adding special effects.
That's what I saw number,
adding
New Hope and the other one, right?
Which was kind of stupid.
But the original Return of the Jedi.
Well, no, I remember. Yeah, I remember going to the movie theater to see Return of the Jedi, and it was actually a surprise because I remember hanging out with friends and
surprise!
Mom and Dad called me home saying, "No, you got to come home. We're going out." I'm like, "I don't want to go out."
I actually really did it the geek way. I ended up reading the book and then went and caught it on a second run theater
of the original of episode four
Right,
that's pretty cool.
In 77.
And how different was it?
Wow.
The book
different
is,
enough.
The book
Did
is you
different.
Like the book yeah. better?
I'm a reader. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah.
Well, it was written by George Lucas too. So that's kind of
But a while ago, when he was still good.
No.
Hey.
When
we
he
can
was
get
the
into
first.
That debate,
dude. Shot he fired. Cannot. George Lucas cannot make films anymore. He should just stop.
Well, that's
on
why
a
he got
$4.5 billion. Yeah. Give it to J.J. Abrams. He's way much more capable hands.
George Lucas cannot.
We're
going to
get into this in a second.
Not
you know
at all.
Wait, wait. You got to. Whoa. You got to give credit where credit's due. He thought of this stuff up.
Oh, absolutely.
First, okay?
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, he was always part of the production.
Think of it. Up.
Right. I've read some crazy things. He wanted Han to be an alien actually initially and some green creature looking thing.
Han Solo was a freaking stage builder in the first one. You know that. Right?
What? You know Harrison that? Ford?
He was a carpenter.
Yeah. He was a carpenter that
literally
came on to be
literally
a carpenter.
Actually, Tom Selleck was up for that part.
Really?
Oh, God.
That was
couldn't imagine that. That would have been a mustache Han Solo.
And wasn't Kurt Russell also?
What?
That's almost more plausible. But not yeah. Anyway, I digress. What were we saying?
All right.
Yeah.
Pete, actually, you're the last person we haven't heard from.
Yeah, I have absolutely no recollection of seeing any of the original trilogy for the first time.
Really?
None whatsoever.
He's killed a lot of your brain cells, Pete. Is that what it is?
Here's how this plays out. A very deprived youth. Never remember the first. I have no recollection of the first time I saw them. In my mind, I have always known them all.
Right.
You know, like the back of my hand.
That's
The first recollection of Star Wars I have is I owned a Learn to Read Return of the Jedi.
At the sound.
Okay.
No.
With the picture.
Yeah. No, not with the fancy record.
Oh, no audio?
No vinyl. It was just the book itself photos from the movie.
I feel so old.
I was way too old
for
it.
You failed me for the
don't
last
feel
time.
Bad.
So Star Wars helped you learn to read, you're saying, Pete?
Yeah, apparently.
At a great age.
Awesome. Amir could watch you on
Star
schedule.
Star Wars phonics.
Right.
I imagine the first time I actually saw the movies was a VHS video borrowed from the library.
Cool.
Most likely.
That's cool.
But I do remember going to see the special editions.
Yeah, I remember that too.
And
that was
crazy.
And they allowed costumes and weapons in the theaters. Those were great days.
For the special editions, I don't remember. I think maybe like two or three people dressing
up in the theaters I went to. Where did you see it?
Where?
Yeah.
Here in Jersey.
That's what it is. In Queens, where we keep it real.
Oh.
Okay. I was the only idiot not in costume. I mean, it was crazy. It was like I remember it was like a sweltering summer night. Yeah. It had to be July, August, if I'm not mistaken.
It was a dark and stormy night.
Dark and stormy night. And it was, everybody was in costume.
Okay, you are talking to a guy that went to see the last four Harry Potter movies dressed as Hagrid.
Really?
So just so you know.
That's great. I would love to see that.
I have never related to another person on such a deep level.
You went dressed as Hagrid too?
No. Okay. I was too short.
It's funny. I'm too short for Hagrid too, but you know. All right, so let me do what you can. You just power the mind.
So let me ask you guys: it is a Star Wars celebration night. We talked about the first time seeing it and what we saw. Let me go round table, starting over here. What is your favorite film in the franchise so far?
Empire Strikes Back.
Why?
Everything just came full circle, like all the dark secrets, and it was just dark. And just obviously finding out who Vader was, and I was just completely blown away, you know. And because you saw in A New Hope, you see that dark figure just come through the corridor, and you know, you think of him as a robotic person, then you start learning who he was and find out that he was actually Luke Skywalker's father. It was just, to me, that was like the whole turn of the whole thing.
Okay. Yeah.
And then everything as far as how they filmed it, the sequences from the beginning to the end, the fighting, the space battles, and then obviously leaving more to more to leading into Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
So to me, that was just like the best film out of all of them.
So you're a Vader fanboy.
I'm a big Vader fan.
Dressed as Kylo
Ren. I'm a big Dark Side. Dark Side fanboy.
It's a Vader fanboy dressed as Kylo Ren. The ultimate Vader fanboy.
What you started.
Is that art imitating life, imitating art? Is that what that is?
I assume he means C-3PO.
No.
No. I will finish C-3PO. Oh, that's what Vader started. He started building C-3PO, and he was never really done.
He did. That's true.
He's like, you know what?
This is true.
He looks good right now, but he needs a red arm.
What about you, Tony?
Empire Strikes Back.
That's
of course.
The common answer. Everyone, I think,
it had it all.
That's
man.
The cool
you know,
guy.
I mean,
answer.
That's you know, but I it did does, like.
Have
you know
a different reason for
it's
why,
so
though.
Dark.
I did like the Return of the Jedi because of that outfit that Princess Leia was wearing.
Oh man, that's so stupid.
Oh god, yeah, the jungle camo.
I heard that they banned.
Which
that
was they so banned. Hot.
They banned.
Oh, the jungle right when she was on Endor on the speeder bike.
That is great.
Green tunic thing. Love that.
I like the long hair Leia on Endor when she was in the Ewok village.
Okay, right.
Yub nub.
Because all those Ewoks know how to braid hair and stuff. Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't know where. There's hair salons in the
fashion,
forests of Endor.
And fashion, and fashion normal person clothing. You
exactly.
Know?
Yeah, the Ewoks just made it all. They,
That was pretty quick, actually, if you think about it. From
why
the time
do
they
Ewoks
quartered,
wear clothes? Do they have shame?
Yeah.
Well, actually, like they really don't wear clothes.
They've got that little.
They just have the little hood.
Wicked.
They don't have anything else.
He had the little thing on.
No, they got loincloths.
Wicked
had
the little hood. I like.
I'm going to have to cite a rival franchise here. I'm going to have to cite Star Trek for the answer to that one.
Yes.
Not everyone keeps their genitals in the same place, Captain.
Great.
And that's why the Ewoks wear hoods.
That name. Was that the Undiscovered Country? No.
Yes.
No, it was. Yeah, they were on the planet.
Ruripente.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yes.
Cool. No one can see that face, but it was amazing.
I like when they kicked him in the yin yang and he turned blue.
I thought that was his knee.
So anyway,
sorry.
So
I hope it's the one that you watched.
I've seen the two I've seen. Oh, this is gonna be so messed up. I'm a huge fan of R2, and I like A New Hope because I thought he died, and then he didn't. And as somebody who had no idea what was going on, I was really bummed because I know who R2-D2 is.
When he gets blasted in the X-Wing.
And when Luke explicitly says, oh no, I lost R2.
Yes. Yeah.
I never realized how crushing that was.
It was.
Wait a minute.
And I'm like 20-something years old seeing this for the first time, knowing nothing about any of the franchise to know that he's not dead. Literally, I turned and looked to my best friend who's sitting next to me. I was like,
And I died in this one. Sorry.
I made this terrible face. I'm in a theater with 200 people. I'm the only person who doesn't know. There's like a 6-year-old sitting behind me shaming me for having never seen the movie. And I'm just like, R2! And then turns out he was okay.
That is awesome. Then,
well, they were all.
That is awesome.
I never heard that point of view.
That is awesome.
That's really all I took away from that movie is that I thought R2-D2 died and then he didn't and that C-3PO's legs didn't match.
Wait, what?
What up? Pay attention. He's got two different legs.
Anthony, I'm going to tell you something right now. Marry this woman.
Now.
That's funny.
Now.
Oh, man.
For the record, when we went to see Empire Strikes Back, I brought Anthony across the country to see it with me. And the whole time he's just talking about, you've got to see the scene, the I love you, I know. And he's, you got to see the scene, you got to see the scene, you got to see the scene. It's
freaking classic.
We saw this the same day we flew.
I love you.
I know.
But we're seeing this the same day after flying in from New York on a 6-hour flight, getting bombed on the plane, and then running around all day, then going to the movies. Yeah. I fall asleep during the movie for a little bit. And then shut
your mouth.
You
shouldn't be telling people that, though. Don't tell people
and
that.
And then I will. It was only a few minutes. If you hit me with that thing, I swear to God, Tony.
Wow.
Oh, God.
He wakes. Oh, God, no!
Go ahead.
But I wake up watching the movie, and then it's. The scene's about to happen, and he gets up and leaves and goes to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
And misses the entire thing.
I mean, it's not like
he didn't need to see it. He's seen it.
It's not like I haven't seen
it. I hope it wasn't date night.
It's so important. Like, it was so important for him to get to see me see this part.
Rats. Yeah, right.
But definitely R2. Definitely R2 not being dead.
It was kind of important that he didn't pee all over you, too.
It was more important than seeing that scene at the moment. Yes, exactly.
Not into that, so, yeah.
It just goes to... Fair enough. I didn't make assumptions.
But next time, the next time he says he loves you, just say, yeah. Yeah, I know.
Yes. That would be very appropriate.
So I said earlier that when I was younger, my favorite movie was Return of the Jedi, by far, because it was it had the happy ending. It was the good guys win. It was very fantastical. It had the Ewoks, all kinds of cool creatures. I loved it.
A lot of the Jim Henson Creature Shop things going on, especially
for a
Jabba's
little kid,
Palace.
I loved that. I mean, oh my God.
I totally get that.
Salacious Crumb, the little thing. It was so cool. I love that thing.
Yep.
But yeah, and I don't know, unfortunately, but as I got older, I think that Empire's probably the better of the three, just because it's cool how it ends on a downer, and, you know, Luke gets his hand cut off and all that.
The six.
Of the six. Well, I guess, yeah, of the six. Of course, I wasn't gonna say the other three, 1, 2, and 3. It's always a toss up between 4, 5, and 6.
Downplays the other three. I mean,
I want to say because I do want to say something about those movies. Is that as a whole, they were good. But there's parts of them that are
we can actually get into that. So we'll hold off.
Okay, yeah, we'll hold off.
We'll hold on that for one quick minute.
We'll actually finish.
I do because
go ahead,
I want to mention.
Right.
Go ahead, yeah, Dennis, go ahead.
How about that Ewok Christmas special?
Forget about Star Wars. I mean, the Star Wars Christmas special. Yeah,
Anthony
before the Ewoks.
Oh, okay.
I'm not really. I just think
I'm sorry. I'm just throwing that out.
If I could have a pet Ewok, I might. I think I would think about it. You know, it would be cool.
Don't feed him after midnight.
I was
going to
say, same rules as Mogwai.
Right. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
No, I like the original. A New
the
Hope.
The first
so
far,
yeah.
Because of R2?
Of course.
Dropped.
Well, he does remind me of members of my family. I mean, I have constant members of my family who just go on and you don't understand a word they're saying.
Is it they make beeping
and
sounds?
And they go beep, 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 beep.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Then you got the prissy ones for C-3PO. That's definitely some family members.
I will concur.
No, but in truth, it was because it was esoteric and ambiguous enough that it was magical. Okay, all the concepts are coming across, and they had not pursued any storyline that suddenly made you go, Jar Jar, who? You know, I like this, you know. I liked where it had the potential to go, and I like where it went. There's just, like you said, and we'll discuss this later, moments when you're going, really, really? How many millions of dollars did you waste on that?
Well, it was his own, so it really doesn't matter.
And before we break,
that's true.
What was the original name that Lucas had for Star Wars?
The Star Wars?
Yeah, right.
No, come on! Guys.
From the journal.
What was the original name he had?
It was like the Adventures of Starkiller or something like that, right?
From the Journal of the Wills.
Yeah,
watch
like
me
that.
Be wrong and say THX.
No, he THX.
He made that movie before he made Star Wars.
Whatever, you know what I'm talking about.
THX,
I don't think we do. Tony, I don't think we do.
Tony, THX 1138 was a film that he shot before that, starring Robert Duvall.
Should I watch it?
Which originally started as a college or a student film.
It was a student film in a competition with Milius, Spielberg, and several others.
I want to say it was...
I'd like to point out Coppola.
Yes, thank you. He's the other one.
Really?
Yeah. And they all came from the same group.
Can anybody tell me the titles of any of the other guys' entries into that competition?
Of course not.
Yeah, oh that's God. My point.
Was like a hold on.
Actually,
like a
give me a moment.
Like,
I can recall Milius's.
Spielberg doesn't know the title of his movie.
Didn't Spielberg do something retarded? One of these guys is something like really psycho.
Schindler's List?
Oh my God!
Oh man!
Before THX, he did American Graffiti.
No. THX was actually first.
The first one.
Yep.
Okay.
Because like he was still in.
There were only three movie houses done at that time, and they just happened to have been all in the same era at that movie house. It was like they're all rock stars now.
Yeah.
Something in the water.
Yeah, right.
What about you, Pete? What was your favorite?
First of all, I'd like to apologize for implying that Schindler's List was retarded. It was. I was going for the cheap joke.
Mentally challenged is the answer.
And it happened to be the first Spielberg movie that popped into my head. Of course, what I meant to say was Hook.
Yo, come at me. I will fight you if you think Hook was bad.
I'm
sorry.
I just
jumped over this table.
She loves that movie.
Let's
move on.
You know what? Dame Maggie Smith was completely underused in that movie, so I can't.
The movie was prime. Fat Robin Williams playing a young man.
You know what? Seriously, if they did not, if they had used Maggie Smith more, I would have given it a pass. But
I don't know. I'm going to have to go.
Maggie
with
Smith.
I'm going to
come back for
Dame
a
Maggie. Smith.
Dame Maggie Smith. Maggie to her friends was
actually Mags to her friends.
Mags.
Yeah. Sure.
What?
The discomfort.
I don't know that much about Peter Pan. Speaking of Peter Pan, so about Star Wars.
No.
No, she was
Peter
old
Pan
Wendy
in space.
Lee.
So okay. Pete.
Well, actually, I was going to say holiday special.
For sure.
Of course.
I'd like to say Clone Wars, but I can't.
Yes.
No.
Clone Wars.
The Clone Wars movie.
Oh, wait.
The animated movie, the show was absolutely amazing. Yeah, but that movie that they used to open that show up where they were hunting for Jabba's kid was horrible.
I don't remember it that well.
It was horrible.
The show was amazing. You guys have seen the show.
The show
was
off the hook.
The show is amazing. I really like Rebels as well.
Come on. I mean, if you base it off of the film that they aired for that, for the start of that animated series... It was really, really bad.
I have to watch it again. Now that you say that, I got to watch it again. I got to watch
Jabba
it again.
Jabba the Hutt's kid was abducted, and they went up...
Is he a tiny slug?
Yes.
He's like a little baby Hutt,
like
right?
About the size of a basketball.
I know what you're talking about.
He's a slug.
It was bad.
I still like a baby.
And you've seen the show, right?
Yes.
Ashoka is watching all the time.
Ashoka is running around the entire movie holding this basketball-sized slug.
I don't know if it was the bottom
one of my favorite Jedi.
Does Jabba the Hutt bite it in this one?
I don't know. Who knows?
No,
we don't know yet. Talked about that spoiler.
No,
we don't know yet. We don't know.
He died in Return of the Jedi.
Wait, talking about?
Come on, man!
I don't believe that.
You haven't even met him.
No one poured salt on him, so.
Oh no! Wait, you're so special.
Does he dissolve? That's great.
Oh my God!
I actually thought it was good.
No, you know what?
With a chain, you pour salt on him.
I'm sticking to my.
I mean, they produced the show. You know. It could have gone straight to DVD.
To introduce it, especially in theaters, I thought was ridiculous. I thought it was a bad
story.
Yeah,
they shouldn't have made people pay for that.
Wait, they released the Clone Wars movie in theaters?
Yes, they did.
Where was I for that? Really?
It's when Anakin first meets Ahsoka.
Wow. I think I've seen it.
Yeah, most of the storyline probably. The whole movie probably could have gone straight to DVD, but I enjoyed it.
It was not worth
to open up the whole Clone Wars series.
I remember liking everything from the Clone Wars, so I have to watch it again, maybe.
Personally, based on how the show was and ended, that pilot film that was in theaters was ridiculous. Like, I can't believe that they actually got picked up based on that.
Okay,
seriously.
No, it got picked up based on the fact that it was Star Wars.
I was just going to say, Star Wars. Yeah.
That's why, of course.
But getting back to the
merchandising,
because I want to wrap this up, Dan.
Okay.
No, I'm going to stick to my guns, and I'm going to say Star Wars: The Holiday Special.
This is his favorite Star Wars movie.
Based entirely on the strength of B. Arthur's song. Ken?
Oh, sorry. Wow.
The Arthur is in the Star Wars holiday special.
Yeah, she sings the song.
Yes, she is.
Oh, my goodness.
She trumped me. She's a bartender in one of the cantinas on Tatooine.
And she sings.
One of the Golden Girls.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I love everything about this.
She actually sings Closing Time before there was a Closing Time.
Yes.
It basically is Closing Time, though. Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. But actually, I think it was a cantina on Kashyyyk, not Tatooine.
It's all the other parts that'll drive
the Wookiee. Oh,
yeah.
Ken, what was your favorite?
I would probably have to go Jedi.
Nope, that's wrong.
All right,
anyway. Wrong answer.
Wow, okay, we're split down the middle.
Well, split down the split down the middle.
Not the rectum.
You mean Empire and everything else?
Yeah, right.
Okay, while we slug this out, enjoy this clip. This is Bea Arthur singing in the cantina on Kashyyyk.
Is it really?
Maybe. You'll have to see. And I'll have to actually cue it up, right? Let's go.
I have to come look at this.
I kind of want to see it, too. In the brown.
He'd have to put the Death Star plans into the Rebellion's hands. So Luke and Obi-Wan had to get to Alderaan. So they stopped into Mos Eisley to have a drink with Han at the Star Wars Cantina. The weirdest creatures you've ever seen. His name was Solo.
Han Solo.
He was a pilot with a blaster at his side and a smile 12 parsecs wide there with Chewbacca. He was a Wookiee. They met with Luke and Obi-Wan about the Millennium Falcon docking bay 94. Stormtroopers at the door with a flash of Ben's lightsaber. Now there's an arm on the floor at the Star Wars Cantina. Creatures you've ever seen at the Star Wars Cantina. Music and blasters and old Jedi masters at the Star Wars.
Mos Eisley Spaceport. You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. You must be cautious.
His name was Yoda. He was a Muppet. Darth Vader was so bad. And by the way, he's Luke's dad. Luke kissed his sister. His hand got cut off. In that galaxy far, far away, Luke has had a lousy day. Boba Fett was so mean. Jabba had bad hygiene. Why didn't they all just relax back on Tatooine at the Star Wars Cantina? The weirdest creatures you've ever seen. Star Wars Cantina. Music and blasters and old Jedi masters at the Star Wars.
The Force will be with you. Always.
You do great, Tony.
Wow.
I think he did it.
I like how Tony ran back into the studio when he realized the break was over, and all of a sudden everything just went haywire.
This man has timing.
That's what it's like in our studio when we rehearse, man. Just feedback and Tony.
This man has timing.
Okay, I gotta ask. Have people been watching the TV spots that have been out?
Some of them.
Yeah. Has anybody seen the Subway ad?
No.
I don't know, but we got one of the BB-8 cups.
Okay, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up.
This isn't the right one. Never mind.
Why?
Are we on? Are we on right now?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we're on.
Can I say something?
If you'll get to the mic, okay. Sure.
Before we continue, We must, business must, you know, prevail, and we must do some plugs, first of all. First of all.
What?
What? Are you on the soundtrack for Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens?
Hey, man, I'm freaking part of Disney, the whole Disney thing and stuff, you know? So here it is. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Blue Movie. Blue Movie? Or
Black what?
Film? Blue Movie Black
Blue
Film.
Blue Movie Black Film. We'll be playing a show Long Island this week.
You do realize that we save the end of the show for the plugs, right?
We do?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh!
So people
Tony,
remember.
Failure again. You have failed.
Now,
you have failed us all.
Hand me the lightsaber.
You have failed me for the last time.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Are you telling us?
He's as clumsy as he is stupid.
Are you telling us that there's going to be details that we should stay tuned for at the end of the show?
No. Yes.
About an awesome Blue Movie Black Film show?
Yes.
Maybe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear the end of this then.
All right. But Big Baba Big Baba,
thanks for your
you brought up a very important point. You know what? I was, me personally.
Porn?
Say porn?
Porn. You brought up a very important porn. Okay.
What point?
Can I go home?
Well, yes, the name of the band is Blue Movie.
I was Debbie definitely disappointed somewhat when Disney took over the franchise.
Nope, not at all.
How? I will tell you why.
No,
shut
no.
up.
I'm going to have to.
Hold on.
Have
I want
to
hear
take
this.
An issue on that.
No, no, no.
Because no, I didn't bring that
I
up.
Like, I would, no, he
no,
said
on, hold
something
on one
about
second.
The plugs.
But go ahead.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, okay, Star Wars was like an elite thing. You know, you belong to it. It was kind of like an underground thing or whatever.
Are you sure about that?
No, it was not underground.
Well, no.
Why?
Well, hold on.
Shut
no.
your pie holes.
I can actually.
I'm going to get violent now.
I can actually help back him on this.
It's
go ahead.
True. Okay. Not everybody was into that stuff, the geek stuff. Okay, keep in mind that you watched it on your VHS or whatever the hell you did. Okay, all right, whatever. No disrespect. Okay, but nothing. Fuck you if you get. Oh, I'm not gonna mean that. Okay, that is,
oh man,
here's the situation. Okay? What I'm trying to say is, when Disney took it over, I was afraid, and I love Disney. I go to Disney all the time.
Do you?
Okay,
you
I do the. I do all that crap.
Ken is so mad right now.
Yeah, no,
Tony
I'm so
has
sorry.
A mouth.
Continue. Okay. No, keep going.
When Disney took it over, I'm like. Now, all of a sudden, it's going to be like a big commercial. And sure enough, there is. And I enjoy
it's
it. Look,
like
$4.5 billion. Dollars, you damn
yeah,
right
you
I'm going to sell
are
shit.
Are you kidding me?
Stuff.
First of all, let me just tell you something. And I love it.
Look what he started.
I love it. I love it for the fact that, look, I just drove a Fiat Abarth over here. Okay?
That's not even
and
looking, man.
I just saw, I mean, every single thing that I've seen as a Star Wars thing on. I mean, no. I could pick up a freaking pair of like maxi pads, tampon,
okay,
extra
hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
They did the same thing when the
and there'll be Star Wars tampons.
Pepsi cans with each of the characters on them.
One.
How do I know that?
One.
Because I still have the Pepsi cans.
Yeah, you know what?
One. Okay, here's where I have to stop you simply because I have to understand and respect the business that is involved within it and the merchandising rights alone. And how many people they keep employed. You know, it's crazy as can be. The very first one, yes. You know, you had a call. You, not a
no,
call.
I'm sorry. No,
no
I'm
no,
stopping it here.
One, the first
no,
one was huge.
I have an original Burger King promotional glass from the first Star Wars.
And I got it from
when
McDonald's.
Did that come out?
Yeah, McDonald's.
That?
Okay, and?
Well, that, not from the first one when it first came out.
Does
the
it
original
not bring you pleasure to have this?
King. Yeah.
Can I have it?
It's always been commercial.
Yeah, I didn't have a problem with Disney buying it because Disney always had dark films. The element of the darkness in all their films. Even in like the kiddie movies, there's always a character that died.
Disney's
and how do you explain
Marvel
that to kids?
Comics.
That's where I was going to
go.
And let's face facts. Look at what's happened. Not just with Disney,
I didn't
but
hear
with
what
Marvel.
Said.
With
Disney
Marvel.
Saved Marvel.
Did
right.
you say Marvel? Look at not so much Star Wars as comics. I think the comic book films are the ones that you should be more upset about because those are the things that
they're
growing
just pumping
up,
them out like bunnies having kids.
Been, yeah, bastardized.
What? But it's it, the thing with the comic.
Some of them are
like,
good.
That's kind
of
like my thing. I love comic books. I love these movies. The Iron Man movie is actually what plummeted me into the world of comic books.
My sympathies.
And it's cool. I'm doing good.
No! I'm commiserating.
I think all the Marvel movies
but
kicked butt, other than the Avengers.
I love
but
the Avengers.
A lot of like the other movies that came out, they need to stick with like the actors that play the characters to make it more.
I feel like the biggest thing is though
make it
that
more original.
They
you know, because you got like two different
well,
Fantastic Fours.
Well, that's actually Fox and not Marvel Productions.
See,
correct.
Marvel Disney.
Right. Right.
Marvel, Disney came in and they saved Marvel Comics. Mm-hmm. Prior to Disney coming in, Marvel had sold off some of their most valuable comics to keep mm-hmm. their head above water. Spider-Man, Fantastic Four, X-Men, Deadpool, all these guys got sold off to keep their head above water. And then Disney came in and said, stop what you're doing. We're here to help. And lo and behold, they did. And as a result of Disney owning Marvel, the comic book industry as a whole has been on the rise over the last 7 years.
Yeah, they took third-tier lame-ass heroes like Iron Man.
And Ant-Man. Hello.
I wasn't crazy.
Ant-Man was great.
No, that sucked.
Well, still gross millions.
We're going off topic.
We're going off topic.
But I will bring it a little first full circle. In the late 70s and early 80s, Marvel was also tanking then. Marvel had a reputation of actually getting way in over their heads financially.
Yes.
Do you know what one of the books that Marvel had in the late 70s and early 80s that actually helped keep them afloat?
Weird books, little books? Sci-fi
Captain America
book.
Bicentennial?
No. Weird little sci-fi thing, like a movie nobody had heard of that Marvel had to be convinced to take the rights for.
Star Wars.
Oh, right. Okay.
The original Star Wars comic from 1977 1986.
Actually bailed
their butt out. Wow. Severely. Casheth Coweth.
Okay. Yep.
That's interesting.
So, Tony, you're a little outspoken, but I do want to talk to you for a little bit because you are a huge Star Wars fan, as like everybody else here. But you are a cool fan because you've shown me a picture of a bike you have.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, I have a. Well, for the motorcycle people in the audience, I have a GSX.
Oh, it's a motorized bike.
I have a GSX South 1300 Hayabusa, which I purchased, and I basically, me and a couple of other shops, turned it into a Darth Vader bike. It was a 2-year project, and you could probably actually there's a website for it, VaderBusa.com.
Does it show people?
I'm sorry.
Does it choke people?
But basically, long story short, it's like, I mean, I love the, you know, listen, it just fit. I mean, the whole bike is just black. And then when you flick a switch, Darth Vader's head turns up in the windshield. The AC/DC logo is on the side, but instead of it saying, you know, AC/DC, it says back in black with a little, you know, thing on the side. Cool. Darth Vader's coming out like with a choke hold from the side fairings. And it's just like, you know, hey, I don't know. It's just... That's what it is.
Did you customize the choke, though?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you kidding? He customizes a lot of chokes, but we're not going to get into that. There'd be a whole other show right there. No, but that's one of the things that I love
about...
You
think that was dirty, but I don't think it was.
No, it was dirty.
I really don't think
that's
it was.
That's why Jen is not saying a word right now. She's clipping her torn fingernails.
But it goes to show, like, I mean, you guys are hard rock and musicians that, like... Looking at you guys would never know that you guys are Star Wars fans. And that's what I love about doing this show and hanging out with guys like you. Like, you never know who's one of us. Right. You know?
I'm guessing my money's on the guy in the Kylo Ren costume. Well,
that is true.
Right, yeah.
That is true.
Race!
So funny.
There are subtle clues you can pick up on.
We get out of the car, we're walking the street, and we just see him while we were like, what is that?
So awesome.
I'm a block away, and I see the lightsaber. I'm like, oh, our guests have arrived.
I'm going to be honest. Ports. I really want to go in costume to see
as
the premiere.
Hagrid?
Target. I was thinking about that. I was also thinking about Santa Claus.
Right.
But I think I'm going to go with my Renfair monk costume because it's the closest to anything Star Wars,
right, okay.
Like a Jedi robe.
I get it.
I think.
I'm almost thinking for tonight's episode, we got to get a picture of Kylo Ren and make that the image for our synopsis for tonight's episode.
Oh, totally.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I think we have to do that.
He's so badass looking.
Or all of us hanging around Kylo Ren. I think that'd be pretty cool. So
I know exactly the picture I want. So.
All right.
Who's going Thursday night?
I am.
Everyone
yes,
sir.
That's
a stupid question, I guess, right?
Yeah, man.
All right. Well, you know what? This might be kind of interesting, but who's going where? I know Freddie's going into
AMC Empire.
Right, 7:30 in the city?
7 o'clock, yeah.
7 o'clock. I'm going at 10:30 at night at 62nd Street.
Yeah, we're going at 10:30.
We're going on the island.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
At 10:20. So
I bought my tickets
Friday.
For Christmas Eve.
Nice. Beautiful. Den is treating himself this year.
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Ken and I have 7 o'clock tickets for an undisclosed location.
Great.
All right.
Well, I know. I've got issues. I've got issues based on the state of the world today. Because I'm very nervous.
No, no.
No, no.
Let's go back to the original statement. I like the original one.
No, seriously.
You are definitely on the right track on something.
Because last night, I've got a serious point here.
Yeah.
Last night, there was a bomb threat called in to the Freehold Raceway multiplex.
And I've been
to some kid who didn't want to go to work. It's okay.
Yeah. But here's my thing. They evacuated the place.
Did they?
And it took 2 hours to sweep the entire thing and make sure that there was nothing there. I am scared to death about going to see the Force Awakens now
on Thursday
night.
Not because of any danger. I am not concerned for my welfare. Yeah. I am concerned that some jerk is going to call in a bomb threat
just for the hell of it,
and he's going to laugh.
I just want to make it known that if anybody calls in a bomb threat, I will find you. I will hunt you down.
Don't curse.
What you have to understand is
Tony,
I will tell your testicles out of your mama's throat.
Okay, all right.
I was saying, what you have to understand is
if you don't tell your daddy's throat.
Tony has a very particular set of skills.
Yeah. It's tearing out testicles from your throat.
Shut the hell up,
and when he doesn't cover, I do.
Oh, man. But no, that's kind of a valid reason, I guess. Because someone might ruin your movie experience.
I'll be honest.
Public service announcement. Don't do that.
I'll be honest. He's only covering up because we're doing a personal screening over at the Loud Idiots compound instead. We got an illegal copy.
Oh, I stopped pretending.
Thanks for the invite.
The guards are present.
That's not true, Ken. I stopped pretending the Loud Idiots compound exists.
Are the turtles roaming the moat?
So, we're actually talking about the movie. We are starting to run out of time.
No!
Let's talk about a little bit about what we're hoping to see in this new movie.
Yo, badass ladies.
Actually,
wearing clothes.
Okay. Yes, that's actually a really awesome thing that I'm hoping to look forward to. I am looking forward to is some really strong female characters, and I think that there's going to be.
Wearing
no
clothes.
Yes. No, stop that. That's ridiculous. Actually, I want them to be wearing clothes. I want them to be kicking ass. I do not want them to be damsels in distress of any sort, and I think that our main character looks that way.
Actually, I'll be honest.
Did you just ask what purpose women totally have in movies other than that?
I think this series needs that. Not that we didn't have that in the past. We always
you got to get the mic on him.
No, guys, keep going.
Oh, my God.
No. There is a fight brewing here, but I'm going to tell you right now.
Oh, we're about to go viral.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Good. What were you saying?
I actually do agree with Anthony, because I think one of the biggest issues with the original Star Wars trilogy was that the fact that there was one girl in it.
Mm-hmm.
It acted too medieval-minded.
I'm sorry. Two that actually had airtime, one of them fell into the pit of Jabba's palace and got eaten.
Hey. Well, first of all, Mon Mothma.
The chick with the things.
Go to hell.
All
right.
And
I'm sorry. You're right. Many Boffins died to whatever.
Yes,
and the one girl behind the screen in Empire who was monitoring the incoming Empire fighters.
Hey, that does not count as a strong female.
I was just thinking, when you said the chick fell down, did you see how
she lifted those kids?
She knew. She was good at her job, and she didn't take crap from anybody else.
Who was the chick with the three tits?
What?
You're taking Total Recall.
Yes!
Recall.
Different movie.
It's not the same thing.
It's a completely different movie.
She's becoming very feminist.
It's even, the original Princess
Leia
said...
She's going to kick your butt.
I am. He's so lucky he's not in my car.
Would you be interested in a woman with three breasts? Okay. Oh, no, that's just stuff for a woman.
I don't think so.
I'll be honest. Woman with three breasts be interesting to any of us?
I'll be honest. I don't think...
Because we only have two hands now.
They shot laser
beams. We got two hands.
Sure.
There's no such thing as too much for me.
Okay. Oh, man.
First of all, you have two hands and a mouth, but...
Yeah! I'm going to burn this building down.
What?
Don't feed him,
I'm Southern, but I don't know where we turn south.
I'd encourage him.
Here's my question. He asked earlier, what are you looking forward to seeing?
Right.
I'm going to lead off with this. I'm looking to see a quality fight scene of the type that Ray Parks had with Liam Neeson.
Yes, because that was the best lightsaber battle in all of Star Wars
films. Thank you.
The
We're on the same page.
Ever.
I want to see it five times longer, more arduous.
With an amazing score. Sorry.
You know, yes.
And with some sense of why these things are fighting.
I think we actually may get that type of duel.
I really hope we do.
And I want it to be epic.
This new villain really looks like he's going to kick major butt, man.
What, with a lightsaber? Yes.
I hope so.
I mean, he's got that unique...
Especially with Finn and probably Rey.
Can I offer something?
Agreed.
Do you remember the original trailers and everything else for episode one where we actually thought Darth Maul was going to be a very important threat?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Oh, and then
that's my concern. You hit it right on the head.
Right. Oh, you
think I've got a lot invested in Kylo Ren.
I know you're wearing everything.
I spent a lot of money to look like this.
Seriously, I wish that everyone can see the helmet
not
that
just
he has
because
it is so cool.
It's going to be posted.
We will have pictures.
Okay,
me.
Cool.
I promise.
It is so awesome.
But that's a good point, though. I really would like to see that as well. A really
no,
awesome
I think he's a trilogy character.
Duel.
It's going to be very difficult to top that.
Kylo Ren? Oh, yeah.
Very difficult to top that scene.
I meant the lightsaber battle. That's what I would like to see something that rivals that scene in The Phantom Menace.
I agree.
I want to see it amped up. I want to see Crank meets Darth Maul.
I'll be honest. I mean, if we're talking about continuing the franchise and the series, I want to see a really believable and understanding passing of the torch to this new group. Right. I want the guys coming back.
They have the old group in there, so
but
they can do that.
I don't want it to. Because sometimes when you do this, it comes off being forced or it doesn't work.
Forced right. is the key word.
I want something smooth. I want a great transition,
right.
that makes me want to care about these guys moving forward if this is where the series is going to wind up going.
That's cool. I think that if anyone could do that, I think that J.J. Abrams can do that.
Yeah, there's only one thing. I hope to God that didn't change the theme song. I'm getting back to music now. If I hear a different theme song,
nothing has changed.
I am going
John
to
Williams is at the helm.
Tony, I'm gonna bring up one thing because I was gonna say it earlier. John Williams will be doing the music.
Yes.
The only thing that I'm concerned about, the closer we're getting, the more I'm upset about it, is that Disney now owns Star Wars, and we're not getting that 20th Century Fox fanfare before the movie.
We're not.
What I did hear that they weren't gonna.
Oh, we're gonna have the little Tinkerbell.
Any type of Disney logo.
Yeah. No, but that's fine.
Tinkerbell in Star Wars.
No, but guys, come on. Think about it. Think about it.
They did give J.J. Abrams freedom.
No, but
to do what he wanted. It's supposed to be The Empire Strikes Back.
This guy has the Midas touch when it comes to
That's fine, but come on, man. How great of a feeling is it watching all the Star Wars movies before that having the
logo? It's
a bump. Bum.
Guys, it is a trademark. It is a trademark. You don't F with a trademark.
I'm going to miss that.
Thank you.
Two things. Are we sure that's not the case? Because I think Fox might still have the distribution rights.
They should.
I don't know.
It's 100% Disney.
Yeah, I was going to say, when Disney takes on something, I feel like they own
Well, it depends
everything.
On...
Well, that's what Hollywood gets for saying no.
Soul.
I have to cut my veins.
And second, it is the original theme song. Cut it's just veins. Covered by the Shins now.
Oh, man. I like the Shins.
I protect mine.
I'm looking forward. I'm concerned. I want to see this, and I'm a little bit concerned based on what I've seen from the trailers. I would like to see more so than I've seen in the trailers a strong presence from white males. I feel they're highly underrepresented in the trailers.
Oh, man.
I wish he wasn't sitting behind the board so I could tell.
Those deep tans, man. Yeah.
Thank you.
You know how this is cut off.
You're hot in the desert, you get those deep tans, man.
This is it's Star Wars. You know?
There's not enough white males in Star Wars.
But you know
what?
We completely forgot about what we were talking about. We were talking about what do we expect to see. Freddie.
No.
What do you expect?
Well, like we just mentioned, the transition from what happened in the original trilogy, this taking place 30, 40
years. Sextilogy.
Well, I have a quick question.
Sextilogy. See, again, we're talking about, everybody keeps forgetting about.
But the question is, where is Luke Skywalker?
Yeah,
where is that?
And other characters that are in play. Also right. behind the scenes, but Luke Skywalker obviously
Plus,
is.
Plus, do you guys think that one of these new crew is going to be a kid or someone's kid? I think that's a good possibility.
I think that
there's going to be some sort of relation. Well, if they follow the expanded universe, which is no longer
genetics versus environment.
It may be
Jason and Jaina
that
Solo.
Rey and
we don't have that anymore.
Kylo Ren may be related.
Yeah, I think that there's going to be some sort of blood relation with some of the old cast.
But it's supposed to still carry on the Skywalker legacy.
Luke Skywalker's son is BB-8.
OG Darth Vader. We already know that he's straight from the Jedi Order to procreate. We don't know what he did after Padme died.
Right. Okay, exactly. No, who's to say that his male parts weren't destroyed in the fire on Mustafar? Maybe there, or maybe he has a robotic.
Or could have been cloning.
Hydraulics.
Exactly.
They kind of prove they can do that.
And then, yeah.
Maybe it was a midichlorian. Maybe it was midichlorians.
Oh, it's very possible.
Oh, God, not the
chlorians. Leia was supposed to turn to the dark side. I wrote this part. I sent it into freaking Lucas. That maricón puto carajo pendejo didn't use it.
He sent so many angry emails.
Bousty.
That's all right.
Just because it's another language doesn't mean you get a bot.
How many different languages was that?
He's speaking in tongues.
All right.
I think we're devolving now, and I think we're going to need to see the movie before we can settle any of this.
I just want to see some more Ewoks. That's all.
Yeah. No.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't.
There better be long some live sexy the Ewoks. Or some sexy yep, no.
Are we going to see Yoda?
Yoda's dead.
I can't hear you.
Doesn't mean anything.
Maybe you can. Maybe they'll have
you
him as like the
that.
Phantom.
No,
you
no,
know, like he'll be
you're
part
right.
of the a ghost.
By the way,
quickly, is Yoda really? Does he have any kind of like appearance?
We
in
don't
this
know.
One?
We don't know.
Does he have
does
any
anybody have any hint?
We don't know.
This we were just saying really that. We don't
I,
know.
No, maybe
Tony,
one of the.
I'm staying away. I'm just staying away.
I bet one of the kids is Yoda's. Swamp boy.
Oh man. I knew it.
I've been staying away. I want to enjoy this movie.
Yoda has some illegitimate kids out there.
All right, guys, we are running out of time. I want to say,
isn't there some sort of show coming up this weekend besides The Force Awakens?
We are running out of time. Guys, what
do
you have going on?
We are playing at Revolution in Amityville on Long Island this Saturday. It'll be us and some good friends, Bloodwork, and these other guys, High North. It's going to be a good show. If anyone's in the area, come out and check us out. We'll give out some comics.
If you're not, make sure you come out there anyway, because or else...
No, don't. They're no threatening. Hey. Just come and check us out. We'll hang out. It'll be fun.
It is always a fun time checking out Blue Movie / Black
I
Film, depending on which you know face you're wearing.
Yeah,
that,
who knows?
That day
it depends on what pants I wear.
Tony's actually going to pole dance for
we
everybody.
We will be wearing our Darth Vader football jersey that night, right?
Yeah. I was planning on playing it naked, but yeah, whatever.
Part of Tony's solo that night is going to be pole dancing.
Okay.
I just want to hear Tony hit the Imperial theme on a guitar.
Now that would be sweet. You should do that.
I will.
That's a good idea.
I will do it.
It's not a bad idea, actually.
That'll be the soundcheck.
The show.
That'll be the soundcheck.
Yeah, in the spirit of Star Wars, maybe we should. But anyway.
All right.
Great idea.
Guys, I want to thank you for coming out and hanging out with us tonight.
Thanks for having us,
I know it's always a trip coming out.
What did we learn tonight?
That the Loud Idiots are awesome,
and that yes. Tony shouldn't drink anymore.
Oh yeah, and Tony has a potty mouth.
Say that he's
be careful.
Not even
Blue
Movie and Black Film are awesome bands.
Have some Greek ouzo,
guys.
Guys, that was fantastic.
Guys, that is gonna do it for us. I am Longshot Ken.
I'm Dan,
and I'm Big Papa Pete. Loud Idiots, out.
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.